Yeah, we just, you know, we moved the puck around. We had him hemmed in their zone for a while. So I figured at some point a puck had to go to the net. And honestly, I think it went in because Scheif went to the net. So we have net front presence. The goalie probably didn't see it, and it went in.
There was clearly a lot of energy with the team in that period, and particularly on that sequence. You could see guys were really working to keep that puck in and keep the momentum going.
Yeah, we knew that if we got one early in the period, that momentum would carry, and then you never know what's going to happen from there. So we got one pretty early in the third, and we went from there.
What can getting a win like that so early in a new season, so many new faces on the team, what can that do just for team building?
Well, you bond instantly. You share that memory together, and to say you came back from four goals down is something we'll share throughout the rest of the year. So that gives us confidence as a group going forward.
In hindsight now, how big was Dimitri's goal with 10 seconds left? Like the difference between going into the intermission down 4-0 or 4-1?
Huge. Someone said it on the bench. I think with 6 minutes to go in the second, we just need to get one. If we get one, make it 4-1, you know, three-goal lead going into the third, it's not a huge chance, but there is a chance. So, and we took advantage of it.
Neil, do you think them losing Schneid's kind of knock some wind out of them?
It might have. You know, I can't speak for their side, but you know, I know they got both those guys are good goalies.
Was it a matter of just when once McKenzie came in, just to get a lot of shots, pepper him with shots as much as you can? Is that what the mindset was? Or
I think that was our mentality going into the third. You know, like I said, in the second period, we just said we got to get one early. If we get one early, we're down two goals with a lot of time left. So, and that's what we did.
Two games now with Ville Heinola out there. What are you continuing to learn about the young 18-year-old?
I'll keep emphasizing his hockey IQ. He sticks with guys, and he uses his body well. His positioning is really well, despite his size. And I think you saw a couple times he took on Wayne Simmonds or Miles Wood, and he uses his body positioning really well. It doesn't matter how big he is. He's that smart, and he's going to take care of himself.